It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Today's guest has been recently called America's Love Guru by ABC's hit show, The Bachelor. I must tell you that my show producer told me about my next guest, and I was so excited that I wanted to watch it and check her out. It was an awesome show. Although there are romantic benefits to what she teaches and practices, she states that it's important to awaken our intimacy so we can better enjoy our lives as a whole. So here to share with us how to do just that is Zipporah Kingsbury. Welcome to Wellness for Life Radio.
Thank you for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Tell us about your work and how you became an expert in the intimacy world, the love guru.
Yeah. So, you know, my work has been an evolution over, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for 18 years owning my own business. And what it boiled down to is helping people. It always came back to, wow, it's about how intimately connected we are with ourselves in every moment of life. And that was what was going to shift the quality of the conversations people had, the quality of their relationships, the quality of their work as well. And so as an intimacy expert, I help people with just that. I help people clear their emotional patterns, clear away the baggage and the things that aren't serving them, and help them develop skills to living more mindfully present and aware so they can really, I call it, live in high definition color rather than in a superficial black and white world.
Okay, you know, a lot of audience may not really be familiar with even the word, what intimacy means. And with your work, obviously it doesn't always have to do with sex, isn't that correct?
Correct. And the definition of intimacy doesn't even mean sex. And so there are so many, I find, myths around what intimacy is. And if you break down the word, a lot of people break down the word and it says literally in to me see. And it's really allowing other people, including ourselves, see into all aspects of ourselves, the quirks, the things we don't like about ourselves, to the vulnerable places. It's about how present and open we actually are with every experience. So it may or may not include sex, and a lot of people have sexual activities that may not include intimacy.
Well, you know what? When you talk about that, I think that it's also very important that you're intimate with your own self. I mean, let alone, you know, with a partner. How about connecting to your own being?
Yes. And I want to say many of my clients are individuals or singles. They're not in a romantic or partnered relationship, nor are they possibly looking for one at this time in their life. And what they are seeking is, wow, they're noticing they're feeling disconnected from their bodies. They're noticing they're feeling a little taxed and overloaded with emotional toxins, I call it. And so they want to develop just what you said, this deep, intimate relationship with their own body, with their own being.
So then when you think about, you know, you've been working with a lot of people with intimacy, what have you found which is the most difficult hurdle to go through for men and women? Or maybe they're two different, you know, men have different hurdles and women have different ones. Can you give us a little information about that?
Yeah, the biggest hurdle is, one, if someone's not willing, you know, you have to be really willing and ready, because to attain ultimate intimacy and really show up in your life in I want to say, transparency and access those relationships you want, it takes going into what I call the fire, into those edgy places. So for men, it might be going into their emotions, going into those soft places that they've been taught so much that that's not okay. They've been trained that performance is what's important, and they want to please people. Also, for them, that's the challenge, is kind of moving through that myth and stepping into their vulnerability. And for a lot of women, it's really stepping into their power. It's women who their voice has been shut back, and they're really looking to step into their power, and that might be scary for them.
I know that often when we think about sensuality, it's very difficult for adults, because what we were taught as a child and depending on the, you know, age range, it ends up having an effect on our in our own value system of what sensuality and sexuality is about. Can you share a little bit about that and how you actually bust through those myths?
Mm-hmm. So again, the sensuality and the sexuality, for me, it's how tuned in and how much can we feel. And I love what you said about coming back to our own being. So even sexually, our sexual energy, I call it, you know, we were all birthed into this world through the act of sex. It is the most powerful, potent, creative energy. It creates things. And so to tune into our own sexuality and our sexual energy without having intercourse with someone else, because it doesn't have to do with having intercourse, it can then overflow into maybe the art that we create, the books that we write, the lectures that we give, the way that we dance on the dance floor. It's very creative energy, and it's very powerful, and it's very healing for our own body that it's open and moving rather than constricted due to the judgments and the shame or the blame that we might have around it.
Right. That's so true about that shame and blame. What is your... Let's say the first thing that you ask people to do, let's say if a couple comes to your office and they want to start building more of a love connection and be more intimate, what is the first thing that you ask them to do?
The first thing that I do is actually the solo work. And it's hard for couples because a lot of couples have become very codependent on each other, yet the first thing that we need to do is the issues or disconnect that's happening in the relationship has to do with the individuals, not usually the relationship. And so we need to go do the work on our own. So I go into different emotional processing, coaching. I use a lot of integrative breath work, which really goes deep into the emotional body to clear that stuff and bring it up to the surface. And then they can come together from, wow, this is my stuff. Then they can start understanding each other and creating a new experience together.
And when you say solo work, you're saying that you see each person separately?
I do.
Got it. And then you can bring them together afterwards, because they obviously have a foundation of how to connect in that intimate way.
Yes. And so usually a lot of times if a couple is having a challenge or a disconnect, to bring them into the room when they're already in that state of whether it's resentment, anger, frustration, disconnect, can be challenging. So we need to go inside to find out what's happening in the own individual experience. And so if a couple's working with me from 3 to 6 months, 1 week I would work with them by themselves. And then the next week they would come together, and then we'd alternate every week.
Wow. And you're saying 3 to 6 months. That's a good hefty time of commitment, isn't it?
It is.
Could it be shorter?
Excuse me?
Could it be shorter, even a shorter period of time?
You know, the issue that I have found that's come up is creating sustainable change. And so it takes a certain amount of time to change habits. That's just a fact. And so I used to work in a gym eons ago, and it was the same thing. If someone's working out in the gym, you can use that as an example, is that it takes a certain amount of time to learn new skills, to change old habits, and make it become a way of life. And so when they work with me, it's not about taking a pill and getting a quick fix or just feeling good. It's about really changing your life so this becomes a new way of living.
That totally makes sense. Of course, I mean, when it comes to habits and changing our even perception of who we are and how we want to deliver and communicate with others, it really takes a lot of work. And thanks so much, Zipporah. I really appreciate it. We've got the last 30 seconds here. Thank you so much for being here on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Wow, that was really, I mean, I would have loved to chat with her a lot more. And what great information. To learn more about how you can get in touch with the Americans Love Guru, please visit my Wellness for Life show page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate wellness and health right here on Radio MD. Stay well.